Kelly.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Sheba.
Good morning, Sheba.
Well, greetings. This is Chris from Korea, and as you can tell, I was just having a little bit of fun with one of my girl classes. As you probably know, one of the best ways to learn things is to repeat them. So when I was teaching the class how to say good morning, I simply inserted a few names that I happen to be familiar with. So from one of my girl classes over here to all of you over there, it's a big good morning. You should have got some pictures along with this date. The first picture, well, there's 22 pictures altogether. The first picture is of Seoul. The next 10 are at school. The next 9 are ones from around the house here. And the last 2 were taken about 40 miles from here in a town called Tungju. I don't know exactly what to say on this date, really. So I'll just run through my day and fill in a few odds and ends that I've recorded at school and around. I usually get up about 6:30 with the sun, because that's the time that Mr. Yu gets up. And since he gets up at 6:30, I get up at 6:30. Eat breakfast at 7:30 and head for school about 8:30. Right now, I'm teaching 21 hours, co-teaching 21 hours a week. I'm teaching 3 girl classes and 4 boy classes, each one 3 times a week. The following excerpts are from those classes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a few excerpts from a few of my classes. This next little thing is when I turned on my tape player at the beginning of class. I had it in a paper bag, so nobody knew what it was. And if you hear it rustling around now and then, that's me adjusting it inside the paper bag. It's totally ad-lib, since none of the girls know that it's on. Our English is probably better than my Korean. I'll try out a few words on you. 안녕하십니까? 나는 평화본사 탄원입니다. 제 이름은 홍성민입니다. 나는 미국 사람이에요. 제 고향이 워싱턴주 롱휴시에서요. 도와드리겠습니다. 그리고 안녕히 계십시오. 지금 비가 오면 그래서 기분이 나쁘다. A rough translation of all that would be 안녕하십니까? Are you at peace? 제 이름은 오성민입니다. My name is 오성민, which is a Korean equivalent of Chris Foreman. 미국 사람입니다. I am an American. 나는 평화본사 단원입니다. I am a Peace Corps volunteer. 도와드리겠습니다. I am glad to greet you again. optical onion, but enough for that. When it snows, when it rains, tiga, when it rains, I feel pretty sad. And it's raining now pretty hard. Though it's windy too, as you can probably hear the doors banging. Well, that was my little, as you can see, I really don't know too much. I know how to say, my stomach's full, they got the oil. They got the pile. My stomach's empty. Pagapayo, my stomach is sick. I know a few more words from that maybe, but I still got a long way to go as far as my Korean. The next thing on the agenda here is a little bit in the kyomusho. The kyomusho is Korean for teacher's room. The school system works just backwards from that in the United States. The middle school and high school students stay in the same room all day, and the teachers rotate. They go from class to class to class to class, and they have a large room where they meet every morning for teachers' meetings and after school again for teachers' meetings. And that room is the kyomusho, and that's my home for about 8 or 9 hours every day. Their school is from Monday through Friday, starts at 9, and the teachers don't go home till 6, 7 sometimes. And on Saturday, the teachers work from 9 to about 3 in the afternoon. But due to my special Peace Corps status, I've been able to time my way out of working on Saturdays. So I just work Monday through Friday. The next few excerpts are from some people in the kyomusho. I introduced Ms. Kim, who is my co-teacher. He will be my co-teacher pretty soon. After that, you'll hear the gym teacher. And then after that, you'll hear Mr. Kim, who is an English teacher and speaks probably the best English of anybody, any Korean anyway, in the whole town of Muku.
Take it away, Mr. Kim. 저 무궁무도하죠. 깡패 이종호 발사께서 깡패로라 대해서 좀 말씀 좀 해보시오. 9. A continuation of updated calendar for 1973 begun in the previous issue. This segment for March.
Well, that was about it. I think it's about time to turn the tape over as I look at the zipping point band. Flip it over and roll it back to the beginning, and I'll get on with the other side. Okay?